You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, she's so much. She reminds me, like she and April Sykes remind me of Tamika Whitmore. And I think that she, I think that you look at her body type, and you know, if you don't watch her game, you may dismiss her. But I gotta tell you, that kid understands the game. Her basketball IQ is extremely high. She understands the game. She understands how to use her body. She has great footwork, great court awareness, and she's going to have to get in better shape. There's no doubt about it. She's going to have to work on her body and to be able to get up and down the floor and to be physical with some of these post players at the WNBA level. But she has a way about her that I think that she'll be a role player. She's not going to be a great player in the WNBA, again, because it's going to take her a little bit. I think tweener posts. They have the toughest transition to the next level. Those posts who, you know, may be dominant posts in college but are undersized, are they threes or are they fours at the next level? You know, Taylor Peterson is a similar type of person. And how she makes that transition. Danielle is going to have to play the four, so she's going to have to be able to get her shot up against, you know, bigger, quicker players. She's going to have to be able to defend those type of players. But, you know, you look at a Tamika Whitmore who was very successful, and I think Tamika, she was a scorer coming out of Memphis, and she, when she increased her range, she was able to open up a lot of other opportunities offensively for herself, and I would expect Danielle to do the same thing. The thing I worry about with Danielle is that sometimes she disappears in big games. So, you know, against Baylor, you know, she hasn't necessarily had the best of games, and, you know, in order to be effective at the next level, you can't disappear when you're needed.